All right, we had a reunion where we had a reunion going on here. Bijou's classmate mom is in here.
Yes.
All right, Peggy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and I walked in here this morning and so excited to see Bijou. I haven't seen you
since I was in high school.
Right.
Like she said, she remembers we ran, her son and I ran for president, vice president of student government. And she remembered the whole
campaign.
The whole campaign.
Came into the auditorium.
We were a good duo. I love her son, Jason Zone Fisher. So and we grew up in Shaker. Everybody knows Jason. Yeah. He was great. Still is.
Yeah.
That was really
your campaign was the bomb. As a parent, I'm sitting there and all these girls coming in. Cheering.
We had posters. We were so extra.
She did it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And now you're with the Diversity Center.
I am. I'm president and CEO of the Diversity Center of Northeast Ohio. And every year we do this big walk, and your station so generously partners with us.
Yeah.
And you are our media sponsor. We have, you always send a DJ down to
mix it all up.
Yeah, yeah. It's so great. Yeah. I mean, we do
one
all
time,
this
one
stuff.
One time. Back it up two times.
Yeah, 1+2.
Yeah. I'm DJ 1+2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He came last year. He's coming this year.
Okay.
I remember meeting him last year on the plaza, and I said, oh, what's your name? And he says, 1+2.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay.
So tell us the purpose. Tell us the purpose of this great walk.
Well, you know.
And it's 21 years now, right?
21st year. Yeah. Now, just a little background, so you know, mm-hmm. the Diversity Center, we started in 1927.
Oh.
I wasn't there then.
No, you wasn't.
No. But 1927, it began as the National Conference of Christians and Jews,
mm-hmm.
because back then, that's where the discrimination was against these two religious groups,
mm-hmm.
Christian. And so there were four men around the country who said, hey, we got to put a stop to this. This is not right. One of them was Newton DeBaker. He was a mayor of Cleveland. He founded the Cleveland City Club. He founded the Baker Law Firm. He was very, very progressive and thoughtful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, the name changed, really, to the Diversity Center, really to better reflect the work that we do. We work in 11 counties in Northeast Ohio. We work with over 16,000 students, educators, and professionals every year, all year. We're in the schools doing diversity training work, leadership programs, how to help a young person be an ally, so that they can stand up for somebody who doesn't have a voice or haven't found their voice. So these are powerful, powerful programs that we do. We're close to close to 150 schools in Northeast Ohio that we do work in.
That's awesome.
In corporations. 'Cause we do this walk every year, so many of the proceeds help to supplement our school and youth programs. Schools are challenged financially.
Yeah.
They don't have the dollars. So if a principal says, gee, I'd like to send a group of our students to we do conferences, high school, middle school conferences. We do an overnight retreat that it's coming back this October because of COVID. We didn't do it the last 2 years. But we have like 200 students from different schools. Schools send a team of 10 and two educators. So we bring them together for 2 nights and 3 days overnight, and they learn. So you might be, a student might be in Geauga County or Akron or all the way, Lorain County. They're coming together and they're realizing we may look different, but we, as young people, we have a lot of the same issues and a lot of the same challenges. And so these are powerful, powerful programming. So the walk is important, really important to help us continue that kind of work that we do.
And we just got to say, so there's a lot of perks that come along with coming to this walk on May 6th. So all participants are going to get free entry into the Great Lakes Science Center, free entry into the USS COD, the Submarine Memorial, also discount entry into the Rock Hall of Fame, and free food, Mitchell's Ice Cream.
You like Mitchell's Ice Cream?
Oh, what?
You like ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm coming. I'll be there. Right. Yeah, but no, there's all these really cool things for the entire family to enjoy.
Totally.
All right. We appreciate you now.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you. Really, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to talk about the Diversity Center and the organization I'm so passionate about.
All right.
It's important work.
We need you on the ground, so keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and what a wonderful treat.
I know. It's so nice to see you.
Such a wonderful treat. You've made my day.
Aww.
We took a picture. I'm sending it to my son.
Like, and you're on Instagram, too. Look at it. Yep.
Yeah, get in on Instagram.
And we're all in the same business. Jason, he went to broadcast journalism, too.
See, look at
He's
that.
In it. We are. Everybody.
Yeah. He was at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Newhouse School. JZ Fish. On Instagram, follow him.
All right.
I'm his Cleveland.
Right.
I'm shout his
Cleveland campaigner.
Out.
I'm his Cleveland agent.
I love it.
Peggy's own Fisher on the show, y'all.